be applied to Acharya, though.
Huh?
Not to be applied to Acharya. Otherwise, risk of offense.
Yes. If he goes to as Bodhidharma, even crossing Krishna.
Yes.
Eh? Adhukshaya. Namanta eva. Gyani prayasamidavasya. Namanta eva jivanti sanmukaridhan bhavadi eva. Whatever small portion is given, is allotted, for you to know, you can know that.
Mm. Mm.
And that is an offense also.
Yes.
The tendency to know much.
Yes.
That is disturbance in the faith and in the service.
Yes. Self-assertion.
So, inquisitiveness is loss of energy.
Yes.
See the brain. The peculiarity of the brain of service.
Yes.
It will come automatically. You go on with service, and naturally it will come of itself. The inquiry in the first one, jigyasa, Krishna anusandhan. Jigyasa. Jami vaishabhanuti tena dhubha. He can come to my level, but I cannot go to his level.
I read one translation of Upanishads by one Advaitin, one so-called Shankarite, and that Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyo. For that, we say Atma means Paramatma. But he has given Atma is Atma. So Yame Vaishabhinute Tena Labhya. Atma can only know Atma if Atma wants to know Atma. Only then Atma can reveal himself to Atma. This Mayavadi has given a translation.
I can't follow.
He says, Nayamatma Pravachanena.
Dhamma.
So we have given Atma there means Paramatma.
Yes.
He says it means Atma. So in the case Yame Vaishabhanute Tena Labhya. So this Atma, he can know Atma.
Yes.
If Atma wants to know Atma, then Atma can reveal himself to Atma. So this is translation. We say Paramatma can reveal him, but they say Atma.
Mm-hmm.
Nayamatma Pravachanena. So that is Atma, they say. How can it be Paramatma? Otherwise it would have said Nayam Paramatma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedhaya Bhavanashutena.
Then what about Paramatma? Paramatma can be easily known. What does it say? Atma, if he wants to know himself, Atma can know Atma.
Yes.
And not, the conclusion must come, neither this buddhi nor the mind, the lower faculties, are not eligible to know Atma.
Yes.
Atma can know Atma. All right. And then, about Paramatma, what would be his position? Atma can know Paramatma very easily. one scholar, he was a Bengali gentleman in this. Shankar's philosophy, he told, the intellectual jugglery.
Yes. Intellectual jugglery. Yes.
From cipher he wants to create everything.
Yes.
So everything is wrong and he is also wrong. Why should we attend him? Mm. His words. What bad thing is there? Without Brahma, everything is false. Mm. Then he is also false. And what is the good of running after such phantasmagoria?
Mm.
Truth cannot assert. Only Maya can assert, delusion. And truth is inert. Truth cannot assert. Then how truth will know himself to any place, make himself known. Ramanuj has caught here Shankara very strongly that you cut off the real improvement of the soul hereby. If that cannot, truth cannot assert, then that is plodding in the falsehood. What is hope for them? Mm. He must come to come contact with us. Brahma nirvishesh. This Brahma, if there is nirvishesh, Maya is asserted, and he is passive. Then how it is possible to know that Brahma, or that those that are within Maya? Then the Sruti, the Devata, the Tirtha, no position that they will have. They're all Maya. Shankaracharya's mania that we can ekameva dityam, we can't accept existence of two things. That is his mania. He's very particular about that. Addar. It must be one. But Prakriti Purush, the substance and the potency of the substance, then it becomes two. It can't be. The Maya is non-existing, he says. And still everyone captured by Maya. This is Sri Siddhartha. Only Ekameva Dityam Brahma is only existing, nothing else. So what is Maya? Maya is Anadi Shanta. Anyhow, it has come to exist, but it cannot stay forever. So it has got no existence in the real sense. Shanta, anadi shanta. Anadi ananta is only Brahma, anadi ananta. And Maya, anadi shanta. Not shanta means, anta means end, but shanta means specified. Anadi shanta, subsides. And what is the good of that impersonal conception of truth? That is an intellectual zero. The sushupti, samadhi, that is the deep sleep, deep slumber, that is the highest ideal is of that type. Wakeful activity can never be of any holy nature. So the holiest position of us is to have a deep slumber, samadhi. भागवत से जन्ने रविंद्राक्ष विमुक्त मानी नो दे कंसिडर देमसेल्व्स टू बी वेरी डिवाइडेड द फर्स्ट पार्ट बट तुजस्त भावाद विशुद्ध बुद्ध देर इज द camouflage, the fraud they are with it. Just to have up. No recognition of you, my Lord, there. Avishuddha buddhaya, they're erroring their calculation. Only enjoyment, exploitation and renunciation. Only these two things are in their calculation. Exploitation and renunciation. And the Vaishnava theory demands that both these two things to be eliminated. Neither exploitation nor renunciation. You should not exploit anything. Neither you should renounce anything. A third relationship you must have with the environment. What is that? That of service. Only the Muraristhiti of Pantha. The third way, I won't renounce anyone. At the same time, I won't exploit anyone. Then what the another alternative there can be? I can serve him instead of exploiting. I shall serve him. If every unit is of this nature, then it becomes Vaikuntha or Goloka. Goloka when it is spontaneous, established firmly. Every unit is in competition to serve the whole environment, another unit, the whole environment. The third law. The first, we are all exploiting one another. The second, the great Acharya, the only exploitation has got reaction. So, to avoid reaction, we must take to renunciation. But they say that renunciation is not constructive or a happy life. Why then this is created? It must have some purpose and some fulfillment. Then what will be the next alternative? And that we must exist within the environment with the relation of serving one another, not exploiting the opposite. And this would be the happiest position. And that also has got some reaction. If I serve you, you will also try to serve me, and there may be competition, but it will be a very pleasing atmosphere. If the two parties want to exploit one another, a bitter position, and to help one another, to serve one another sincerely, then the nectar will come out in the atmosphere, the happy atmosphere will come. And by renunciation, nowhere. And that is also artificial, it is not possible. For some time it may be continued. जन्नेरविंदाक्ष विमुक्तमान तुजस्त भावात अविशुद्ध बुद्धय आरुध्य किस्से न परम पदम बाई ट्राइंग देयर आटमोस्ट दे कैन कम अप टू दैट ब्रह्मलोक टू दि अब्सिसा फ्रॉम द नेगेटिव साइड दे कैन कम टू विड्रॉ अप टू अब्सिसा एंड इफ दे कैन नॉट एंटर इन द पॉजिटिव साइड they would have to revert again. This is a natural consequence. They would have to come back. No visa. Passport secured, I can go to the extremity of the land. And if I cannot secure any visa, I shall have to come back. What to do? I cannot stand forever in the marginal point life. And the positive life is life of service, a holy life, mutually, and it is the central will, it is the key to harmonious life. Harmony is possible only with the units, or only the serving units, well-meaning persons. Harmony. Those that are not well meaning, they will create disturbance, discord. So the background is to know what is exploitation and then to know what is renunciation. And to transcend both of these planes, we shall try to have a life, and that is the life of service. So, the life of service, the Vaishnavata, the bhakti proper, is not only shedding tears, or dancing, or tilak. These imitations, mere imitation is not bhakti. Bhakti proper is that sort of spirit within the soul. And this may help in the primary stage, to acquire that stage only. But the real criterion is there. How far is dedicated to the central call, the call of dedication, the call of harmony. And harmony and beauty and love, that is almost one same. The love, the beauty, the harmony. Similar.
Could hear some words from you.
These things are only repetition. Almost repetition. But still it is the fundamental thing. We must be conscious of this basis of the life of devotion. All important.
But when we hear from you, we are conscious of something more than repetition.
New light comes all the time.
Newer
light comes all the time.
Hari.
Madhu Maharaj, what is the instance?
Madhu Maharaj?
What is the Brahmacharya instance? I have to judge.
Oh, Maharaj, to dance, to chant, to shed tears, whenever a small drop anyhow used to come, very carefully he is removing that, always trying to keep up the balance of his mind, not given to sentiment, very careful. Not to be carried by sentiment. Take your stand properly in the soil. There is a soil of devotion. Then we have to acquire to get our stand on the soil. That is all important. And not the imitation of so many signs of the symptoms of external symptoms to practice and to be habituated to show to the public that I am a devotee. It is not the show, but the substance is there, and we are to anyhow we are to attain that for our position we are.
That's what everything what he's told us is already known. Known by us more or less about Aranya Maharaj in London. We already know.
How many copies are there, and how many souls?
Yeah.
And how many stock?
Mm-hmm.
Because the margin is there on
Purimara.
So, to take some step towards that.
And where he said, how many is the Kurva? How many is the Bank?
What do I mean? The other is the Sahaja Gurta.
Three or four questions. The first one, he says that the jiva is that keshagra shatabhagasya shatansha shatvashatmaka, that size.
Yeah.
So is it only a spark, chitkana, or has it got swarup?
That is one.
One question.
Again?
He says that there is no description of his form, swarup, in the Gita.
Yes. Then I have jiva, and then third?
Then he also says in the 8th chapter of Gita, what's the Sanskrit letter? Akarad apitotama. He says, so the jiva is called Brahma, and his nature is called the self. So what is the difference between Brahma and self? Definition. Brahma is a general thing and self is the swarup. So he wants to know, what is this? This is all in one question, number one.
About jiva.
Yeah.
This is three, and therefore?
Next, number two question. By sadhana of vaidhi bhakti, we get purification. How do we know that we are near, that we are getting this purification? How can we understand?
Then,
this pure stage, as far as I understand, is called Brahma Bhuta. Is this correct or not? Is that the Brahma Bhuta stage when we get free from anattas? He's asking.
Then?
Next. The number three question, the Chatursana. He has given one verse in the English, that Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya, Pada Aravinda, Kajalka Mishra Tulasi, etc.
Yeah.
Then he's told that they were impersonalists. So if they are impersonalist, can they also see the Vishnu Murti in that Jai Vijay story, history, they could see Vishnu. So if they are impersonalist, how could they see Vishnu?
Finished.
Then another question. Should we try to see Paramatma in the heart, or should we just do service? As bhaktas, should we try to see Paramatma, or should we just do seva? The last question he asks regarding accepting disciples. I thought I would reply, when you come here, it will be better to discuss that question of accepting disciples.
Every question, when you come to here, to discuss and know, because it will, so many side issues will be raised.
Come up again.
And according to one's own understanding.
Very well.
Particular understanding.
Yeah.
Otherwise, a general answer may be given that may not be much effective.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever we say, again, the explanation of that, if you cannot understand, then again to analyze, again to answer. So all these questions, general questions, and the questions are very
broad. Very broad. They cover a big,
a very
expansive,
critical.
Critical.
Very critical questions are there. And when they will be tackled, many side issues will come, and to understand really his presence is necessary.
Yes, good.
And this has been discussed also in the form of texts in many variegated ways.
Yes.
Still, these are the standing questions of any reasonable man. And he is to hear it when he will be present. That is general. But if you want to require an answer, I can give it in a very natural way. May not be much effective. What do you like?
This is reasonable. Very reasonable.
What
you have said, he can. When he can come in detail, it may be.
It has already been discussed many times.
Yes.
Still, these are the living critical questions of any man of brain.
Reasonable person.
The brainy man.
Yeah.
The general questions of all these. And this will be personally, by personal contact, and by many such questions, this is to be clear.
Okay.
These are naughty questions, very critical, and to make him understand, make it easy understand. The attention and also time, circumstance necessary. And that when the tapes will be out from Goswami Maharaj, these questions have been dealt in various times. Still, every time when we shall deal, it will have a new color and help one to understand from different directions. I'm ready to cover you all then to add class.
That's all right, Maharaj. It's all right.
Yes.
Amen.
Krishna.
Nama Shrestham Manomati Sati Putram Atra Sarupam. We do not know what is that Manum.
Manu means mantram.
Oh, I see.
Manu, Nama Shrestham,
yes.
Mahamantra, and Manum means mantram. Nama Srestam Manumati. Srestam Nama. Srestam may be qualified both places. Nama Srestam. It may be thought in two ways. Nama Srestam. The name is the most principal thing. Then it is Nama Srestam. Nama is Srestha, Nama Bhajana is Srestha. The best of all bhajan is Nama Bhajan. Then Nama Srestham. And Nama Srestham has got the highest order of name, Krishna Nama, Radha Nama. Nama Srestham, Manumapi, and the mandram also of the highest type. Srestha, highest, both name and the mantram we have got of the highest type. Not only that, Manumapi Shotiputsvam, the great innovator, Rajnamiya Vibhar, who has given delivery thus this Nama and mantra. Who has come down with this highest idea of Nama Mantra, that Shatiputra, that also we have got. Atra Sarupam, and he is most confidential attendant, Sarup Namadas. He took me to his charge. So I have got his guardianship and sympathy also. Shatiputra Matra Sarupam. Then, in course of time, I got to see Rupa in the line of Chaitanya and Sarupa. Rupa, that Madhura Rasa Dhara line. Mahapurusha Chaitanya Radha Krishna Mayana Rupanuka Janayana Vishwambhara Priyankara Sri Sarupa Damodara. Tar Mitra Rupa Sanatan. In this way, the Madhura Dhara is coming. Rupam Tasya Gajam Sanatanam Urupurim Mathurim, and the highest position of the Mathura Mandal, the Lila of Lila pastimes of Krishna, Mathurim, Goshtha Vatim, and within Mathura Mandal, Goshtha, where the cows, cow keepers stand, that villages, Goshtha Vatim, and Radha Kundam, where Radharani may have her confession, most confidential connection with Krishna, with her own paraphernalia. Girivaram, then the Govardhana Girijar, and which Mahaprabhu himself gave by his own hand to me for worshipping this Govardhana Shila. Radhika Madhuvasan. And with that, on the whole, what we have got, the hope that I can have the service of both Radha and Madhava. Raptu Yashya Prasita Kripaya, by whose grace I am assured of all these great achievements. I bow down to that Gurudev. Lakkhan, the type of highest guru, what the guru can give at most, that is the symptoms of Gurudev, the best type that is represented there. So these things are our highest achievement, and we have got from him in any form. I want to bow down my soul, my obedience. Radhika Madhavasa Hare Krishna Gaur Hari Gaur 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 Gaur.
Das Goswami,
Raghunam Das. Asabha is a medicine for him. Who is that? He has given me this. Hari Krishna, Hari
Krishna.
Kanda. Asabhari Ramita Sindhu Mari Kathanchit Kalu Mayati Gamita Kidasam Patanghi Tanchit Kipan Mai Vidhasasi Nai Vakinme Prane Vajina Cha Varuru Bhakari Napi. I am sustaining such a sweet hope from long and long time, and I am come to the last point. I am not, I do not get in this time, perhaps my life will be ended. To such the bhaj of my whole life I am come. At the last moment, if you don't come to be gracious towards me, then I don't want my life, the Vrindavan, and even Krishna, I don't want. First I want you, and through you I want Krishna, not Krishna alone. I have no business to have any connection with him in any direct way. That I have no capacity to establish a direct connection with him. It is impossible. And only through you we can hope to have him in our fullest faith and our greatest satisfaction. If I don't get that, I have come to understand that is the best achievement. If I have no chance of that, then I don't like to live any longer. With no satisfaction, neither with this Vrindavan, nor even with Krishna. So exclusively, this Vrindavan, Krishna, my life, all may have fulfillment only through your grace. You are my master. Samini, addressing Radharani as a Samini, sea leader. You are our leader. As you lead, you shall do. And that is our highest stage. We have come to have such faith, belief, that your leader, under your leadership, if we can do anything and everything, and that will fetch highest value for us. Otherwise, not. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Long letter, another two letters from?
One from Mukundamala and one from Brahma to Dasarath Sutta Guru.
Brahma to Dasarath Sutta.
Yes, I've already given.
What is that?
He's speaking a little bit about Hamsa Dutta and his.
Oh, Hamsa Dutta.